Okay, a mood reading of the reconstructed 50 Shades of Bogan by Michelle Waples.
Buzzing. We just got that special crisis type payment today from Centrelink. Didn't really need it, I just fancied a bit of a shopping spree. It was easy to get, I just told them my freezer had defrosted and ruined all my food. Me and the kids would starve if I couldn't buy any more food. I didn't mention Dwayne because he isn't supposed to be living here. Anyway, after last night, I think it would do me good. Who would have thought that all your kids can be taken away just for getting them to go on the rob for you? I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? They're too young to be sent to prison, and I would still be around for them instead of me going, bloody good parenting if you ask me. I headed straight for the adult shop to grab something kinky. I thought me and Dwayne needed to spice things up a bit, and I knew just the thing. Looking around, my eyes were open to a huge array of toys and gadgets. Some of these vibrators were huge. I thought my Dwayne was hung, but these ones were at least 6 inches. Makes his four look tiny now. I gazed around at all the costumes. They didn't look any different to what was in my wardrobe anyway, so I carried on looking for the thing I knew would make Dwayne squeal with excitement. There it was. $54.99 on special two. I put it in my bag and walked out of the shop. I just had my first thrill of the day. It had been ages since I'd been shoplifting. Walking to the bottle shop, I bumped into Scabby Annie. She was called Scabby Annie because she was always on the scrounge for ciggy butts and nappies for her toddler. She was the local bike and would do anything you wanted for a couple of dollars and a stubby. I chatted with her for a few minutes. I didn't really want to, but didn't want to be rude to her. After having a whinge about Centrelink not paying us enough for sitting on our arses all day, I made excuses and went on my way. I decided to take a shortcut through the park. Hearing a voice I thought I recognised, I got a little bit excited. Getting closer and squinting, I seen him. Macca. We were suspension unit sweethearts. I pulled my ponytail tighter and perked up my boobs. I had a funny feeling I was about to do something I probably shouldn't.
All right, and we'll just leave it there. Thank you very much, Michelle. And what we'll do is, obviously, sorry about all the bleeps there. Obviously, a lot of that can't be broadcast, but yeah, it's sounding great. I love listening to it each week, and I really hope that you get that book, all that writing back on the road.
It just doesn't got that same feel to it at the moment.
Yeah, well, I won't pretend to be able to give you advice on how to write a book, but best of luck with it, and I look forward to perhaps hearing a bit more maybe next week.
Yes, thank you.